Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I am, in fact, back here today. Mike and I will be doing a show, and we have all sorts of things to talk about. Mike has held down the fort for the last 4 days now, I believe. And so we will try not to repeat too much of this stuff that Mike has been talking about. But I got a lot of stuff I haven't talked about here on the show. There is Raw, there is SmackDown, Cruiserweight Classic, NXT. We can talk about all of that here on the program today. I love the Cruiserweight Classic. I want to talk about it. Should also note that the Cruiserweight Classic quarterfinals are being taped today. So by the end of the day, if you don't care about spoilers, you'll pretty much know who is going to the finals of the Cruiserweight Classic. I presume they're going to tape the quarterfinals and the semifinals. And then I guess the final two matches, or the final match, the main event, unless they do the semifinals and the finals. I don't know. We could talk about that on the show here today. Maybe Mike knows more than I do. We'll talk about that. It is Vince McMahon's 71st birthday. We could talk about the story of Vince McMahon. He's still around and he's still doing this. And his hashtag on his Twitter today, hashtag just reached puberty. What does that mean for Vince McMahon that he just now reached puberty? Got some UFC stories as well. There's a big UFC event this weekend. And there is a local story that doesn't really have to do with wrestling, but it kind of does. And so I'm going to kick off with that after the break because whether it has to do with wrestling or not, it is a really, really weird story. So we're going to talk about that and so much more. Also, I sent out a note on my Twitter for text messages. We'll do some of those during the program today. So a lot of stuff to talk about. Stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now, today's Genstone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Genstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call GenStone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today. Mike's been holding down the fort for the past 4 days now. Mike, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. I'm happy to do the show with you again, boss, and be happy for me that I didn't burn anything down.
You didn't burn anything down, I heard.
I didn't. There's a slight bit of damage that's been done on the outside, but nothing a little body work can't fix from you, boss.
All right, I got to read this story. Kind of as, I mean, it has nothing to do with pro wrestling, but let me just read it here. Some of you, I went to Bothell High School. Some of you might have heard a story. This actually made national headlines several months ago. There was a shop teacher, and he was walking around on the Bothell High School campus, and somebody jumped him from behind, whacked him in the back of the head with something, tied a zip tie around his neck, left him for dead. Now, I'm 1 minute from Bothell High School. So they went looking for the assailant, and they never found anybody. And so here I am, beautiful Bothell, Washington, as the fella says. Some guy apparently running around trying to kill folks at my high school, which my nephews, by the way, go to because they're less than 1 minute away from Bothell High School. Let me read this from the Seattle Times here today. The Bothell High School shop teacher, who reported in May he had been attacked on campus, has been placed on paid administrative leave after investigators say he made up the incident. It was a work! The North Shore School District made the announcement in a statement Thursday when Bothell officials said the teacher, Calvin Pigott, 63, told investigators Wednesday that he fabricated the story and the story of the assault and evidence left at the scene. In his initial account, he woke up in a pool of blood with a zip tie around his neck after being struck unconscious from behind in the school's wood shop. A fellow teacher later found him on the ground outside the classroom. They locked down the school. They searched for the assailant. His injuries, it says, were not serious, which actually is very different. What I heard originally was the guy was nearly dead. On Wednesday, in a follow-up interview with police, Pigott took a polygraph test that indicated he, quote, was being deceptive, the release stated. Confronted with the results, Pigott said he intentionally injured himself, placing a zip tie around his own neck and fabricating other evidence. So there was a worked assault on the Bothell High School campus by this guy. So anyway, he's on leave, and who only knows where it's going to go from here. But if you guys remember that story, like I said, it was national headlines when it happened, this assault on the shop teacher at Bothell High. He made the whole thing up.
Are you sure he's working the whole thing, or is it just that your badass family that apparently lives on the plantation right by the school, everybody less than a minute away, has intimidated this man into believing that he fell over himself now, like a little Alvarez mafia that's running the town?
Hey, this isn't just that they had questionable results on a polygraph test. They had questionable results, and then he flat out admitted he made the whole thing up. Can you imagine a worked assault? Right here by my house. So the good news is there's nobody out there with zip ties and hammers randomly trying to kill people. Guy made the whole thing up.
But we let that guy anywhere near a child in a bandsaw is kind of scary in hindsight, though, isn't it?
Hey, I don't think he's going to be around that bandsaw anymore. He worked there forever.
That's he was there when you were there.
No. It was. It
oh,
was,
really?
I'm that old that he was a little after my time. Crazy. All right, let's talk about some wrestling news here. Vince McMahon is 71 years old. He tweeted out today, hashtag luckiest man in the world, hashtag just reached puberty. He is still running the show. And everybody, he's going to do it until he's either no longer with us or he has no control over whether he's in control or not. So I hope you like Raw and SmackDown, everybody, because it's his vision for a while.
I don't care if he's got the physical tools to run the show or not. He could be sitting there in a diaper without control of his faculties. He is still going to try to run that show. I know that's to be the case. And frankly, even when the man passes, I am still not going to be 100% sure that he is not running that place unless I see some evidence of it. It is amazing. At 71 years old, you think about how long Vince McMahon has been the face of WWF/WWE programming. How long we have seen him on the screen. It has now literally been, 40 full years at least since we've seen Vince McMahon? Longer than that, 45. Because that only takes you back to 76, and he was doing the announcing before that. An amazing life. I know we concentrate sometimes on the negative with that dude, but when you think about everything that he's done from the managing of the Cape Cod Arena or whatever it was that he and Linda had and that entire story all the way up to where he is now, whether you like him or whether you don't, he is a figure that is just of unbelievable equal.
It's funny with Vince. You can look at Raw, and Raw is clearly too long. I don't need to harp on this anymore, but I will add that even Vince McMahon is well aware that Raw is too long. Do not think for one second that Vince McMahon thinks that 3 hours is the right length for that show. If he had his way, if all things were equal, that show would be 2 hours again. But money talks. He has shareholders he has to satisfy.
Answer to,
thank you. He has shareholders he has to answer to. They're making a lot of money from the USA Network. But don't think this guy doesn't think that 3 hours is ideal. The guy makes mistakes here and there. The guy misfires. The whole Roman Reigns thing is a big misfire. But as Mike noted, there's really no guarantee that if Vince McMahon vanished tomorrow, whoever took over would do a better job. I mean, think of all the people that have come and gone in this business over the last God knows how many years. He crushed one after another. Those that he didn't crush eventually put themselves out of business. I mean, you look at the 80s, you look at Bill Watts, and you look at the Crocketts. I mean, maybe he was just the least stupid. Maybe he was the smartest. Whichever way you want to look at it, he's the one that survived, and he's still around today. And the company is still grossing hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't want to see the guy go. I don't know what's going to happen when he does go. I watch NXT and I watch the Cruiserweight Classic, and Triple H is doing an excellent job. But he still has a guy who at the end of the day says, you know what, I don't want to do that. And you know what, I'd rather do it this way. And I don't know what's going to happen. Listen, I don't want to compare Triple H to Vince Russo. God forbid. But the most success Vince Russo ever had was when he was working with Vince McMahon. As soon as Vince McMahon and Russo were no longer a package deal, Vince Russo failed at every single thing that he did. Now, everything that Triple H is doing right now, a lot of people really like. A lot of the hardcores think it's great. A lot of casual fans love NXT and Cruiserweight Classic. There is no guarantee that if Vince McMahon fell off the face of the earth tomorrow, it would still be this big a success. Vince still has a very powerful hand in everything.
That's the thing with Vince is, even if you don't like some of the things that he has done, the one thing you also can't deny is, when other people have had the idea has worked in most cases because it went through the filter of Vince McMahon. So it does take a lot sometimes to crack into him, to get him to trust you, to get him to listen to you, and to step back for a moment to see what happens. But it's still going through the filter of Vince McMahon, which again, like you said, with Triple H, obviously there's a lot of us who would like to see kind of what is going to happen moving forward, because we're going to be a part of the generation watching moving forward. So we have a vested interest in what's been going on here. We've been in this thing for a long, long time. But once it does happen, like you said, there's no guarantee that things are going to be better or even as close as to where they were under Vince McMahon, because he has been such a visionary. He has been such a great filter into helping some of these great ideas get molded and to be put out there with little risk. There's the other thing, too. All of the risks that's being taken by everybody else, whether you like it or not, it's all being taken with Vince McMahon's money, with his mindset. So we'll have to see what happens.
We will be back in just a moment with more. We'll do some text message questions and a lot of other things as well. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here from my palatial studios at Cannon Beach, the front seat of a Mazda, talking all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, including Vince McMahon's birthday. I do want to mention one thing about Vince. Vince is the final say on everything. Nothing gets on television without the okay of Vince McMahon, unless he happens to be asleep, which is never. But I will say that this company, there are hundreds of employees. There are so many smart people, and I'm not saying Vince isn't smart, I'm just throwing that out. There's so many smart people working for this company that I do think that if Vince McMahon vanished tomorrow, the ship is still going to sail forward. And I think that there are enough smart people working there that it should be okay for many years to come. I don't see a situation where if Vince McMahon vanishes, all of a sudden we've got a death of WCW situation where in 3 years there's no more WWE. And my child's college fund hopes the same thing. I think we're going to be okay for a while, but it will be different.
Well, for all the ball busting that takes place on the people that WWE has brought in over the years, and I'm taking this all the way back, you know, to the 80s, even with, like, you know, Jim Troy, you know, what's this former hockey player going to be doing, getting a job? What does he know about wrestling? And all the way down the line of anybody, whether they ever got from the tennis field, from they ever got from anywhere, but bringing those people in who had an idea of another structure, another corporate structure with how to run a sport or with how to run a business. I mean, those people getting incorporated into the business, this is a business, period. And it's a publicly traded company with diverse, whether they're any good at it or not, they do have a diverse set of things that they do, whether it be, you know, the tout, even though, you know, people can joke about it and things like that. They have gotten their tentacles in other things. They have invested in other things, and they have tried to be as multifaceted as they can. And that's why the thing is going to survive, you know, whether it survives as a Harlem Globetrotters touring type of deal, whether it survives in the form that it's in now, or it advances into something else where they expand and do other things, like an IMG gets involved, or they take it that direction. And there's a million ways the thing could go. You never know what could happen. But the fact of the matter is, we wouldn't be in that situation if it wasn't for the forward looking of Vince McMahon and the tight people around him that were able to make it work. And whether you like any of the stuff that he produces or not, one thing that you can say that they produce is a lot of jobs, whether that be in Orlando, in Stamford, in the offices all across the world. You give the devil its due, and you see the type of business empire that he has created. And, you know, we bash on him a lot, but to the victors go the spoils as well, too. And to celebrate Vince McMahon's business acumen and his testicular fortitude in the business field on his 71st birthday, I'll raise something to that.
Got some text message questions here, including this fella who says, how will the brand extension affect the Royal Rumble? Will there be two separate Royal Rumble matches for both brands? Well, first off, it's August. Yep. And so God only knows what they're going to do by January. But when they first announced that there was going to be a brand extension and they started brainstorming all of their ideas, the idea for the Royal Rumble was there would be 15 Raw competitors. There would be 15 SmackDown competitors. They would all be in the ring together at the same time. And whoever won would get a shot at his brand's title at WrestleMania. And then let's say that the Raw guy wins. All right, well, we know who's going to be getting the Raw Championship match at Mania. The SmackDown Championship match would then be determined likely at the Fastlane show or whatever it's called. So that was the idea as of the beginning of the brand split. I presume that's what they'll do. That makes the most sense. We're not going to have two Royal Rumble matches, if that's the question there. Which, by the way, I can ask you, Mike, since I had this idea the other day, which I, of course, think is brilliant. I don't know about everybody else. So There used to be a Money in the Bank ladder match at WrestleMania. And I realize that now they have, like, the Intercontinental title ladder match or something like that, and it's basically a TLC match. But I thought it would be cool, since they took that match off Mania, put that match back on Mania for one of the brands. Let's say the Raw brand gets the Money in the Bank briefcase match at WrestleMania, and then the other brand would get to do that match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Unless they end up doing a dual Money in the Bank show, which they may do because there are going to be five combined shows, and right now we only know four of them. So there is one more we don't know yet that will be combined. But I think it would be cool to do Money in the Bank at Mania and Money in the Bank as its separate show, and then you get two of the matches, and you don't have to take it off Mania.
I kind of like that idea. I guess you just have to figure out a way where you have the Money in the Bank pay-per-view far enough away from Mania. And I don't know, does that sit in between Mania and SummerSlam? That would probably be the thing that makes the most sense. I guess you just wouldn't want to ruin the title of the pay-per-view by having them too close together. But I have that match, for as cringeworthy as it is, you know, they're going to do it anyway. So what's my opinion on it? I mean, I love the match, but God, I have fear every time I see it and how they could possibly top it. But I mean, that's a WrestleMania match. I mean, if there has ever been a WrestleMania match created, the TLC match is certainly it. And it, they may raise the bar a little bit too high because it is WrestleMania, but what can you do with a bunch of ladders and dudes flying around and everything? So if you are going to do it, why not have it back on WrestleMania? I like that idea. It's just the only concern I would have is spacing the pay-per-view itself so far away from WrestleMania to make sure that both actually remain special.
This person here says, why do you rip on SmackDown for only having 6 women and never mention they only have 2 women on the roster who fight for the championship on Raw, Charlotte and Becky? Okay. Here's what's going to happen with this women's division. Obviously, at any one time, they're really going to mainly focus on one championship feud. But Raw does have, if I recall correctly, 7 women. Now, I believe SmackDown also has 7, because when they had 6 out there on the SmackDown TV show, that didn't count Eva Marie, who is on holiday right now, but she will be back. Both rosters have 7. Listen, I made fun of it on SmackDown because they had 6 women out there and they introduced the women's title, and that was a show that I was watching, and it hit me how ridiculous this is. Obviously, it's just as ridiculous on Raw. It's ridiculous on both shows. They should have put the cruiserweights on Raw and the women on SmackDown. I know that people are going to say, well, you need hot women on both shows. Fine. Have Eva Marie on Raw and she's just there and she's hot. Have Lana out there on Raw. She's just there and she's hot. She doesn't have to wrestle and be hot. They put a couple of women out there doing Sable and Sunny on Raw, but the actual wrestling women's division is only on SmackDown, and the cruiserweights are on Raw. Or switch it. Put the cruiserweights on the Daniel Bryan Mauro Ranallo show, which should be obvious, and then you put the women on the other show, and away you go. I don't know why we can't just do that.
Yeah, I agree, especially when it comes to the women and appearing on Raw. I figured that they could get more mileage out of the women on Raw than I believe that they can out of the cruiserweights, other than you can give the cruiserweight matches more time, which there is the benefit to that. But then again, you know, Nitro had 3 hours and we didn't see the cruiserweights getting treated with any sort of respect or anything like that. But I know, different time, different era, but some of the same mistakes over the years can be made and have been made over and over again. So we'll have to see what happens there. But yeah, you know, dueling tag team titles, dueling women's titles, even dueling secondary titles, although it's understandable why they do that, is just absolutely ridiculous. And I know that the mindset is, well, titles are going to sell. Titles are something you can sell some of these local house shows with. It's 2016. As nice as it is, it doesn't matter if a championship is held by the Ascension, the tag team titles, it's nothing special on a show that you're going to see here. The tag team titles are coming to your town and they're going to be defended. It doesn't mean anything. It matters about the stars that hold those titles. So I think it's silly. I don't know why they just don't have one set of tag titles and the women's titles be defended on both shows to give these, you know, teams and women something to feud for. But again, the decision's not up to me. They've made it. They have these ridiculous looking belts that all look like the original pinky ring, just in different colors. So it's not for me, but then again, none of it has been.
Listen, I love SmackDown. I mean, the only thing I question about SmackDown, there's two things I question. One, I'm not even the guy's biggest fan, but like the utter destruction of Dolph Ziggler, the utter destruction of anybody on this brand that is so limited is mind-boggling to me. You can't bury anybody when you have a roster this limited. And this guy's got to be turning heel. I know I say that all the time about various guys, but come on. Dolph Ziggler, he has to. He's dead as a babyface. He is such a loser. The storyline was that he was a loser, and then he lost. And now he goes out again, and he loses again. I mean, how do you remedy this guy as a babyface? He's just got to turn. But anyway, aside from that, and just the very fact that the roster is so limited, I mean, think about this. SmackDown, with a limited roster, is better than Raw with a more stacked roster because it's 2 hours. The writing is 1,000 times better. SmackDown was really good this week, and Raw dragged and dragged and dragged. So I like SmackDown. I'm merely pointing out that when you do a SmackDown segment and they're announcing a tag team and a women's title, and in the ring are six women fighting for the championship of the world, and then you look at the tag team ranks and you're like, man, before the brand split, five out of these six teams were job guy teams. I mean, yeah, it's pretty jarring, but that's what they're doing, so I don't know what to do about it. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, we've got more text messages as well as news. A lot of stuff going on in the world of wrestling heading into, thank God, a slower weekend than last weekend. And we'll talk about it after the break. Stick around. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today. We've been taking text message questions. Got a lot of stuff up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well. If you have not checked it out, all of our usual shows have been up this week. Despite me being out of town, we have got the Filthy Tom Lawler Show, had a bunch of shows with Lance Storm. I believe all of the Observer Lives are up right now, the Observer Radios, the Brian and Vinny shows. Make sure you head up there and check those out. This person says, does Finn Balor's injury reassure thoughts in Vince's head that he should not push smaller guys because they get hurt and aren't reliable? Well, if only small guys got hurt, you may have a point. But everybody gets hurt. Everybody on this roster gets hurt, whether you're big, small, female, male. I don't think this has anything to do with anything. If anything, Daniel Bryan just did an interview, and he was talking about the exact same thing I was talking about on the Jim Ross podcast, which, by the way, you can check out on Podcast One. But Daniel Bryan noted, astutely, I might add, that all these guys wallowing in developmental in NXT that are in their mid-30s, and they're putting miles on their body when they should be on the main roster. Finn Balor spent 2 years down there, and then he comes up to the main roster, the first thing that happens is he gets hurt. Doesn't mean he's injury-prone. It means he worked all over the world, and the day was going to come where he was going to get an injury. And I sure would have liked to see Finn Balor on the main roster for 2 years before he got hurt, as opposed to one day, because he ended up being down in developmental for two extra years.
I have no real response to that other than, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, we're going to see what happens now with Bobby Roode and Eric Young and Austin Aries and Ember Moon, although, you know, the women, I think, have an easier fast track up to the main roster, especially if they have a little bit of something on the ball. But then again, you know, Asuka, although I know Asuka, the quote-unquote, the plan was she was supposed to remain in NXT. And she was never supposed to be brought to the main roster. You know, I think that all sounded great in theory when NXT started, but it's one of those things now where, hey, if there's money to be made in on the Florida scene, touring around, I think it can be made on the main roster as well, too. And Samoa Joe and some of the other moves that they've made have obviously, their mind has changed on that, too. So, again, when she gets up to the main roster, again, all of these people have been wrestling for a long time. Yes, they have their Tino Sabatellis and they have their people like that. They're Rusevs that have come through their system and have made their way up. But their next their biggest possibilities to have stars that resonate quickly, they all came out of the indies and they all came from international competition and they've been around for a long time. You know, TM61, Haste and Nichols, even them, for as little as they've been in the business in comparison to other guys, it's not like they weren't working every single night in Australia and in Noah and working, you know. So, yeah, the fact of the matter is there is no reason that Samoa Joe and a lot of these other guys aren't on the main roster other than who knows what the reasons are, whether it's Triple H doesn't want them up there because he's happy with them down in NXT, whether it's because of Vince, whatever the reasons are. Like you said, they are still putting on a bunch of injuries. And yes, things happen when you get to the main roster. Things happen when you're trying to do more and putting on a big performance. Things are going to happen. It's an athletic event, whether it's worked or not. It's an athletic competition. Things are going to happen, but the more they keep beating on themselves down in Florida, the worse the scenario is, too, for these guys coming up.
Hey,
it's
listen,
an unfair thing.
Let me throw this in. So NXT, they always say, well, it's not developmental. It's his own brand, blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's a brand without national television. It's a brand on the internet, basically, this WWE network here. So why not make NXT a neutral third brand? So you've got a Raw brand and you've got a SmackDown brand, and guys are exclusive to those brands. But NXT is neutral. So instead of having guys exclusive, I mean, you can still have people exclusive to NXT, but if you got a Finn Balor coming in, forget the stupid 2 years in developmental. Bring him up to the main roster immediately. Let him go 6, 8 months, a year, or whatever. And then you can do some sort of injury angle or whatever, and you send him down to NXT to do whatever he was doing for 2 years. Help the guys, whatever. I can't even imagine what he's doing besides helping those guys learn how to be a champion. Nakamura, same thing. Send the guy to SmackDown, have him be there for a year, and then when you're ready, move him back down there. Think about all the guys on the main roster. If this whole NXT thing is about, well, we're going to be touring, and we want to run big takeover events, and so we need stars. Fine. I'm sure that you can find main roster guys that you can send down to NXT for 6 months or a year, just like they're doing with Zack Ryder, but use a bigger name. And if you do it this way, where every now and then so-and-so goes down to the NXT roster for 8 months or a year, This makes NXT seem like a really amazing place, where it's the place where everybody from Raw and SmackDown can go occasionally to work programs and work on the road and help the guys learn and whatever. Makes it more valuable as a property on the NXT network. And you don't have a guy stuck down there for 2 years when he should be doing something in front of a national audience.
Plus, it allows the rosters to regenerate themselves, and guys can move up and down or disappear for a while still working in NXT in some capacity, not on the main roster, but it gets them off the road for a little bit. It gets them, you know, at least to that degree. It gets them off of our TVs to freshen them up. Utilize NXT that way. It's something I think they should have been doing for a long time anyway, in that NXT, from how it started and the concept behind it to what it is, it's not the same. It is not developmental. It is not the Florida territory. It is a third brand. Even Triple H has said it is a third brand. So how do you make that work with Raw and with SmackDown without taking anything away with Raw and SmackDown, but utilizing it to your best advantage? You know, using, obviously he's hurt, but like Tyson Kidd, was in a way, Titus O'Neil was the worst example. Tyson Kidd was the best example of how, you know, somebody came off of the main roster, went down to NXT, and revitalized himself. Now, not everybody can do that, but if you change the mentality of NXT, and this is going to sound ridiculous on the surface, but like the Ascension, they know what it's like to work in both places. They've been around for a while. They come back to NXT to basically put over the Authors of Pain. But it gets them off of SmackDown. It puts them in a situation where they're a little bit more familiar. They can actually help get over the Authors of Pain. And again, you're utilizing them that way, where we may see somebody from NXT be on a SmackDown or a Raw show. They don't necessarily have to win, but they also don't necessarily have to be buried like some job guy facing Braun Strowman either. It could just be somebody on the come up, somebody that we're taking a look at today. We're scouting them for possibly the future, and we want to possibly keep them away from SmackDown, so we're taking a look at them today. There's all of these excuses and different things that you can bring up to utilize them without burying them and without hurting them for the future, and they have got to get, I think, creative that way, because I think there's possibilities there.
You know, I'm going to use his name since I'm always so hard on the guy, but I'm going to praise him now. How about Dolph Ziggler?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Heath Slater.
Hey, Heath Slater's good too. Instead of sending down some low-card numbskull to work in NXT, where you get the impression that, man, it's a demotion, take an upper mid-card guy like Dolph Ziggler. Listen, this whole storyline they did with Dolph leading into SummerSlam, it wasn't a bad storyline. The problem was, it was impossible to take seriously. Dolph Ziggler has been, like, beaten like a drum. It's been just a little bit above your average mid-card geek. And they tried to make him into a main eventer who we're supposed to take seriously as a threat to the championship. And every single person watching it, no matter how good his promos were, no matter how good the story was, it's Dolph Ziggler mid-card geek that they're trying to give a fresh coat of paint. It didn't work! But maybe if you sent Dolph down to NXT for 6 months, 8 months, or a year, believe me, he'd be a way bigger star down there right out of the gate. You do something with the guy, you try to build him up again, and then you debut him on the main roster, and he's fresh. People haven't seen him in a year. Maybe he got over huge down there, so he comes back, he's over even bigger, and now you can do a storyline where, my God, he's on his way for the title. Then people can believe it. It's there's so many ways to utilize that third brand. Besides having guys wallow, for God's sake, Samoa Joe down there for 2 years, give me a break. Shinsuke Nakamura, what's he doing in Florida, wrestling in front of 200 people? It's preposterous. So use it better. I want to mention here, we had a text message question. How much do you think a Diaz-McGregor 3 would draw compared to the first two fights? Dave Meltzer at MMAfighting.com, this is in the Observer as well, had a story about McGregor and Diaz in their newest fight. It is looking to be, at worst, one of the three biggest pay-per-view events of all time. It may be the biggest, depending on how things are trending. I don't think it was going to do this well until these two guys got into a fight and started throwing bottles at a press conference. Now, they were lucky, or unlucky, because I'm sure there are going to be some lawsuits here, but that bottle-throwing incident put this over the edge, and everybody bought the show. Now, everybody that bought the show saw one of the great fights in UFC history. As a result of that fight and how good it was and the fact that they're now 1-1, I honestly think if you did it right, and it would be hard to screw it up with those two numbskulls, the third fight would be the biggest of all time. I really believe that. I don't know if they're going to do it anytime soon. They seem to really want Conor to defend his title. I know Nate doesn't want to do it again until they do the third fight. He's not fighting again until they do this third fight. It's going to happen someday, and I think it's going to be gigantic.
I agree wholeheartedly. I don't know why they want Conor to defend any title. Him at 145 pounds is ludicrous. There are guys down there that they need to create and they need to move forward with. And it's time for that. Conor should be fighting at 155 and fighting at 170. You know, this obviously makes him want to fight at 170, I would assume, all the time. Makes it got to be a little easier to eat, I'm sure. But really, I think his weight at 155 is the way you want to go. Although, really, Conor may be past the point of titles, too. I mean, titles are important because they give you a selling point on the pay-per-views. But Conor against Nate Diaz. Conor against Donald Cerrone at 163, so they both can be wild and out there. I mean, you think about some of the things you can do with Conor at catch weights, and it's, hey, it is what it is. He's nuts. I think still, I know this had a benefit this time. I would still be very careful because Conor's one of those guys, and I honestly believe, I'm not the only one who's got this Conor fatigue. I believe some other people do too, but the facts speak that his pay-per-view numbers are still ridiculous. One of the top three of all time. We talked to Dave a little bit about it on the show yesterday too. So regardless of what you want to say, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor are stars and they have what people want. It's just a matter of, will Nate be ready to go by the time they have a third fight, depending on what happens with this vape pen? And will Conor do something insane to push it off too? They can't wait forever on this. You know, this is like a lot of boxing trilogies. Don't wait forever on this. Strike while the iron is relatively hot. Get your close to 2 million buys that you can and cash out on it. Don't try to make this thing wait too long.
I hope they do a storyline where Nate attacks him with his vape pen.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a great gimmick?
But Conor is just so full of drink that Nate tries to, never mind, forget it. I don't even want to go anywhere with this.
All right, everybody, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we will wrap it up with any other final news that we have got. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, there's a UFC on Fox coming up this weekend. Paige VanZant is fighting. We can talk about this on Sunday. Paige VanZant had the opportunity to star in the Kickboxer film in a role written for her, and she turned it down to fight, which is a very interesting scenario. She talked about this week how when she was on Dancing with the Stars, it struck her how she made no money. And I thought, what's the answer here? Because if she's making no money, would it not be better to try to take Hollywood by storm where they're writing parts for you in movies? Or maybe she thought, you know, it's a nice role, but I'm not really making a lot of money. And if I become a big enough star in UFC, I'll get pay-per-view cuts and then I'll really be making money. I wonder which one is more likely. But she's decided for now to fight, and she turned down that role written for her to fight on Fox this coming Sunday. Saturday, I apologize. This coming Saturday. Sunday we will be here, as we are every Sunday. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern is our Monday through Friday time slot. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern is our Sunday time slot. If you are confused, fear not. You head to www.sportsbyline.com. The full lineup of shows is up there. We have shows every day, including Saturday. There is a 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern airing of this program. We replay daily at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. There is a Monday morning replay as well at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. We have 20-something hours of free programming on Sports Byline USA every week, so make sure you check that out. I want to thank Mike, as always, not only for today, but all of the help this week. A fabulous job. All of the folks at Sports Byline USA, the callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time.